Well, hello people, how are you today? Now I'm just going to talk about a couple of things, got no real news items today. I'm just going to kind of talk out loud. Well, as probably most of you know, Harry and Meghan, you know them, released their documentary. Always, of course, it's about them, of course. And how they are such victims. And how they so much would like their privacy. Yeah, right. They're basically using their royal titles as a cash cow. Harry is a very weak simp. Meghan's only showing the true nature of her femme, that's all. Of course, if you knew Meghan years ago, she wasn't so squeaky clean, like she is supposedly now. And it's not really easy to join the royal family, because there's a few things you have to follow. Protocol is one. Duty is another. And that's way out of Meghan's league. Apparently it was pretty cold when she met the Queen the first time. Well, I know why. Meghan already thought she was a queen, and there can't be two queens, can there? But I think the Queen saw Meghan for what she really was straight away. You've seen another femme like this as well, Amber Turd. Of course, these are femme extremes, but they are femme traits nonetheless. They all have them. Deceit, lies, deflection. When a femme wants to get rid of her husband, she'll start rumours about him. Rumours, of course, that aren't true. Kind of innuendos, attack his character. And that basically takes all the attention away from her and onto him. And it's all his fault. And unfortunately, after about 10-15 years of marriage, being told by the femme he was the best thing since chalk and cheese, he's kind of a bit shocked. Nearly every femme is fake in some way or other. And you don't have to dig too deeply into their lives to see all the cracks. But unfortunately, some men just blindly believe them. Like they say they're oppressed, don't they? Well, let's just check that out. So here's just a headline, and it's spoken by supposedly a femme.
I groped my male boss at the Christmas party. Snogged female pal. Should I resign?
Well, if you were a male, you wouldn't have to resign. You would be fired. But because you're a femme, I suppose you probably get promoted. And that's the way real society is, isn't it? Femmes don't seem to have to follow the rules and regulations like men do. If a man does something and gets charged, he goes to jail usually. If a femme does the same thing, she'll probably get a slap on the wrist, or not charged at all. If a man walks along the street and drops his pants, or trousers, or whatever country you're in, he would be charged, arrested at least. But femmes seem to be able to strip off anywhere. And of course the femmes keep on saying that the world is a man's world. But it certainly doesn't appear to be, does it? It's pretty hard to think that femmes are oppressed. It's more likely to think that they are privileged and entitled. Quite a few years ago I used to think that what came out of femmes' mouths was 50% lies, deceit and deflection. It appears I may have been wrong about that. I believe the percentage is way higher now. That's just a couple of thoughts of my mind. What do you guys think? Oh, I know. The one you have is an angel. Femmes are all the same, basically. I'll catch you later, guys, because it's time for my medication and a little lay down. See you later, guys.